Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. Imagine a nation that has spent a staggering 76,000 crore rupees to build its own chip factories and now, in the same breath, is laying the foundation stone for a quantum computing hub that will house a 133-qubit machine. That is the story of India's bold leap from being a mere consumer of technology to becoming a strategic manufacturer. First, let us travel back to the beginning of the semiconductor journey. The India Semiconductor Mission, or ISM, was launched in December 2021 under the aegis of the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology. It was christened ISM 1.0 and came with an unprecedented incentive outlay of 76,000 crore rupees, promising up to 50% fiscal support for semiconductor fabrication units, display fabs, and compound semiconductors. What makes this significant is that within a few years the mission approved 10 projects worth 160 lakh crore rupees across 6 states. Among those flagship units, Tata Electronics secured a semiconductor fab in the Dholera Special Investment Region of Gujarat, targeting the N28 node and a capacity of 50,000 wafers per month. In Sanand, Gujarat, 3 more projects took shape: CG Power, in joint venture with Renesas and Stars Microelectronics, set up an ATMP facility, that is assembly, testing, marking and packaging. Micron Technology established the country's first semiconductor facility under the ISM scheme, also an ATMP unit, and Kane's Semicon added another ATMP plant. Adding to this ecosystem, the Zetwerk Electronics facility, a 100 crore rupee venture inaugurated in Bengaluru by Metwai Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, now houses state-of-the-art surface mount technology and final assembly, testing and packing lines. Why does all this matter? The Indian semiconductor market, which stood at $38 billion in 2023, has already expanded to between $45 and $50 billion for the fiscal year 2024-25 and is projected to double to $100 to $110 billion by 2030. Yet, despite this growth, more than 95% of the chips that power our phones, cars and defense systems are still imported. Now, moving forward to the next phase, ISM 2.0. The Union Budget for 2026-27 earmarked an additional 1,000 crore rupees for the mission, while the Modified Program for Display Manufacturing received 8,000 crore rupees for the same fiscal year. The new targets are ambitious: achieve 70-75% semiconductor self-sufficiency by 2029, and develop the capability to fabricate 3-nanometer and even 2-nanometer chips by 2035. Remember this number: 3-nanometer chips are the cutting edge of global technology, while today's approved fabs under ISM 1.0 are geared for 28-65-nanometer nodes, perfectly adequate for automotive, Internet of Things and defense applications. Why are semiconductors a strategic priority? Think of them as the oil of the 21st century. Every electronic device, every defense radar, every 5G tower and every artificial intelligence algorithm relies on these tiny silicon wafers. The global chip shortage of 2020 to 2022, triggered by pandemic-related supply chain disruptions, halted automobile production and delayed smartphone launches, exposing India's vulnerability. We depend on a handful of foreign foundries, mainly Taiwan's TSMC and South Korea's Samsung. Add to that the geopolitical risk that Taiwan produces about 92% of the world's most advanced chips. Any conflict in the Taiwan Strait could cripple India's technology supply chains. Hence, achieving Atmanirbharta, self-reliance, in semiconductors is not just an industrial goal. It is a national security imperative. Let us now turn to a parallel frontier, India's first quantum valley, being built in Amravati, Andhra Pradesh. The foundation stone was laid at Uddandariunipalem village in Tulur Mandal by Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh, Minister of State for the Prime Minister's Office and Science and Technology, together with the Chief Minister N. Chandrababu Naidu. This valley will host a quantum computer center centered around a 133-qubit system, one of the largest such facilities in Asia outside China and Japan. The project brings together an impressive consortium. IBM will supply the quantum hardware, Tata Consultancy Services will handle software and integration, Larsen and Tobro will manage construction, CDOT will take care of communications, CDAC will provide high-performance computing and quantum research, and SRM University will serve as the academic partner. The main complex is slated for completion by August 2026, with the quantum computer expected to be operational by December 2026. What exactly is quantum computing? Classical computers manipulate bits that are either 0 or 1. Quantum computers, by contrast, use qubits, which can exist in a superposition of both states simultaneously. This property allows them to explore many possible solutions at once, delivering exponential speedups for certain problem classes. For instance, they can break or create new cryptographic codes, simulate complex molecular interactions for drug discovery, optimize financial portfolios, solve massive logistics puzzles such as the traveling salesman problem, and accelerate the training of artificial intelligence models. The threshold where a quantum machine outperforms classical supercomputers, known as quantum advantage, is estimated to lie between 100 and 1000 qubits, depending on the application. Thus, a 133-qubit system places India at the cusp of real-world quantum advantage. All of this sits within the broader National Quantum Mission, launched in April 2023 with an outlay of 6,003.63 crore rupees for the period 2023-31. The mission aims to build between 50 and 1,000 physical qubit systems within 8 years, establish quantum communication links spanning 2,000 kilometers, and even deploy satellite-based quantum key distribution. Complementing the hardware push, the WISER Quantum Talent Hub has been envisioned to train 3.5 million students by 2035, addressing the stark global shortage of skilled quantum researchers and engineers. Where does India stand in the global quantum race? The United States boasts giants such as IBM, Google and Microsoft. IBM unveiled a Vanitas 121-qubit processor in 2023. China is rapidly scaling up, with Origin Quantum's 72-qubit Vuyuan processor. The European Union runs a 1 billion euro quantum flagship program. India's 133-qubit Amravati Center, backed by the National Quantum Mission, positions the country as a credible mid-tier quantum power. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The India Semiconductor Mission was launched in December 2021 with a 76,000 crore rupee outlay, offering up to 50% fiscal support. 10 projects worth 160 lakh crore rupees have been approved across 6 states, including Tata Electronics at Dholera and Micron's ATMP unit at Sanand. The 2026-27 budget adds 1,000 crore rupees for ISM 2.0 and 8,000 crore rupees for display manufacturing. The semiconductor market is projected to reach $100 to $110 billion by 2030, with a target of 70-75% self-sufficiency by 2029 and 3-nanometer capability by 2035. The Quantum Valley in Amravati will house a 133-qubit computer, operational by December 2026, built in partnership with IBM, TCS, L&T, CDOT, CDAC and SRM University. The National Quantum Mission carries a 6,003 crore rupee budget, aiming for 50 to 1,000-qubit systems, 2,000-kilometer quantum communication and satellite-based quantum key distribution. The WISER Talent Hub aspires to train 3.5 million students by 2035. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? For prelims, remember the launch year of ISM 1.0, 2021, the 76,000 crore outlay, the 1,000 crore allocation for ISM 2.0 in the 2026-27 budget, the 10 projects worth 160 lakh crore, and the key players like Tata Electronics at Dholera and Micron at Sanand. Also note the target of 70-75% self-sufficiency by 2029 and the ambition for 3-nanometer chips by 2035. For the quantum side, recall the location, Amravati, Dulur, the 133-qubit system, the partners IBM and TCS, the National Quantum Mission's 6,000 crore budget launched in April 2023, and the VISA goal of training 3.5 million students. For mains, you can discuss the semiconductor strategy as a pillar of India's Make in India policy, the security dimensions of reducing reliance on Taiwan and South Korea, the role of quantum computing in future defense and scientific capabilities, and the broader narrative of moving from a software exporting economy to a hardware exporting one. In sum, the twin thrusts of ISM 2.0 and the Amravati Quantum Valley signal a decisive shift in India's technological trajectory. By building a robust semiconductor ecosystem and stepping onto the quantum stage, the nation is not only safeguarding its strategic autonomy but also laying the foundation for future leadership in high-technology manufacturing and research.